Billington laughs raucously. Oh, Mr. Howard, the auction was only ever a blind to make your superiors believe I could be bought and sold. He leans forwards across the desk, and his eyebrows furrow like thunderclouds. What use do you think I have for mere gigabucks? This is the high-stakes table. He looks past my shoulder towards the gorilla. Take him back to his room and lock him in until morning. We'll continue this conversation over breakfast. The gorilla stomps over and lays a beefy hand on my shoulder. When I have Jennifer Morg, they'll do anything I want, he mutters, and my skin crawls because I don't think he's talking to me anymore. Anything at all. They'll have to listen to me once I own the planet. The gorilla heads me back down a short flight of steps and onto a passage that sports a row of mahogany paneled doors like a very exclusive hotel. He opens one of them and gestures me inside. I briefly consider trying to take him, but realize it won't work. They've got Ramona, and they've got the surveillance network from hell, and I'm on a ship that's already out of sight of land. I'll only get one chance at most, and I'd better make sure I don't blow it. So I go inside without a struggle and look around tiredly as he turns the key in the lock. Being locked in one of Billington's guest rooms is a comfortable step up from a police cell. It's aboard ship, so it's smaller than a 5-star hotel suite, but that's about the only way it suffers by comparison. The beds are double, the carpet is luxuriously thick, there's a porthole, non-opening, a wet bar, and a big flat-screen TV. A shelf next to it holds a handful of paperbacks and a row of DVDs. I assume I'm supposed to drink myself comatose while watching cheesy spy thrillers. The desk, small, guest room-sized, opposite the bed, shows raw patches where they must have yanked out a PC earlier. It's a damn shame, but Billington's people are smart enough not to leave a computer where I can get my hands on it. Shit, I mutter, then sit down in the sinfully padded leather recliner next to the wet bar. Surrender has seldom been such an attractive prospect. I massage my head. Looking out the porthole, there's nothing but an expanse of night-black sea, overlooked by stars. I yawn. Whatever that bitch Johanna used to put my lights out was fast-acting. It can't be much past 3 in the morning, and I'm still tired now that I think about it. I look around the room and there's nothing particularly obvious in the way of escape routes. Plus, they're probably watching me via a peephole in the door if they've got any sense. What a mess. You can say that again, monkey boy. I flinch, then force myself to relax. Trying to show no sign of anything in particular, I open my inner ear again. Ramona? No, I'm the fucking tooth fairy. Have you seen my pliers lying around? There's a couple of folks here in line for some root canal surgery when I get free. The wash of relief is visceral. If I was standing, I'd probably collapse on the spot. It's a good thing I found the recliner first. You're all right? She snorts. For what it's worth. I can feel something itchy where my eyes can't see. Focusing on it, I see the inside of another room, much like this one. She's kicked off her heels and is pacing the floor restlessly, examining everything, looking for an exit. They've wired the walls. There's a shielding graph in the floor, but they must have switched it off for the time being to let us talk. I don't think they can overhear us, but they can stop us anytime they want. Nice of them. To let us know they've got us where they want us? Don't be silly. How'd they catch you? I ask after an uncomfortable pause. It's probably the oldest trick in the book. She stops pacing. I was looking for Eileen's inner circle when I ran into a lure, a demon disguised as someone I know professionally. A real class act. I could have sworn it was really him. He suckered me into an upstairs meeting room, and before I knew what was happening, they had me in a summoning lock. Which should be impossible unless they've got the original keys the contracts department used when they enslaved me. Yet they did it. So I guess it's not impossible after all. I stare at the blank TV set. Not if it was the real thing. His name's McMurray, isn't it? I can taste her shock. How the fuck did you know that? She demands. Because he took me for my entire expenses tab at Baccarat, I confess. He's got a new employer with very deep pockets. Has Billington tried to buy you yet?